Okay, this sugya really is a hamshacha to a lot of the discussion that we began last week. It should be much easier to go through this. The Mishnah here brings down the din of Batei Orechayim. Batei Orechayim is unique that the mechir is forever. If you sell a bias and you don't redeem it, everything we had till now goes back by Yovel. And Batei Orechayim, the halacha is that it's latzmisus. When you sell a bias in an enclosed city, which we'll see what an enclosed city is, Mimois Yeshu Benun, similar to Halacha Zekrias Megillah, so there, it's a final sale. If you don't redeem it within a year, it's done. So, the Chakira here, the main Shaila to understand here, is going back to our, what we discussed last week, which is whether it's a, is it a mechira at all for the beginning? Is it only a? Is it a schus redemption? Is it an absolute mechira? This is all. A lot of the shailos that we had till now are going to come back over here in this sugya. So the Mishnah says as follows: Hamoicha bayis botei rechema, hareze goyel miyad. You could redeem it immediately. The goyel kol shneim oso chedesh. And for 1 year you could redeem it, and the redemption is on full property value. This is different than all the mechiras we had till now. Because this mechira technically is a mechira chalutis. So when you talk about what the property is worth, it's based on the full value of the property. So when you redeem the field bank, you're paying full value. You're not deducting in the way we had with the stay achuze, that you deduct the time that he was there. That doesn't account, that doesn't apply here. Here it's a mechira gemura. You're making a complete mechira. And when you redeem it back, you give him full value back. So the problem is that there's a ribbis issue, technically. Because technically, let's say you bought the field for $100,000, he sits there for a year, and let's say in the 11th month you redeem it back, so you're giving him back his full value that he gave you, and he had the use of the property. So technically, there's a ribbis. Now obviously, that ribbis is mitlatoli how we understand this. If we understand that it's a sale, there's no ribbis. If I sell you my house and I buy my house back from you in a year, there's no ribbis shaila. I sold you and you sold me. No shaila of ribbis. I could buy it back for more than the principal value too. There's no shaila of ribbis. If we look at this as a incomplete sale, right, because there's a 12-month window that I could be paid. So we look at it like it's an incomplete sale. The less complete the sale is, the more of a ribbis shaila you have. Because now the $100,000 that I gave you is not a sale money. And in Chosh and Mishpat, money can't be hanging. Either it's kinyan or it's halva. That's the problem. So we have to define what the mechira was in order to know whether the money that you're holding, you the seller, the money that you're holding, is that sale money or is that a loan? And the difference will be whether he can be compensated with the fruit as well, with his use on the karka. So the Mishnah throws out a vague term, hareze kemin ribbis ve'en ribbis. It's like ribbis, but it's not ribbis. Very vague term that the Mishnah uses, which obviously doesn't really help us. As far as understanding better what the mechira is, it doesn't help us. Because you could say it's like ribbis, because since it gets reversed, so it has a ribbis perception, looks like ribbis, because at the end of the day you're getting your field back, and he's sitting with the $100,000 that he gave you plus the $20,000 worth of fruit that he had during that year. So it looks like a 20% ribbis, but it's not ribbis because it was a sale. That's one way to look at it. And the other way to look at it is, no, maybe it was a sale. Maybe it was a sale. You can look at it two ways. So the Mishnah doesn't tell us, klar, what it is. The Mishnah just says it's keribbis ve'in ribbis. And we'll see the Gemara also doesn't help us 100% to understand this. The Mishnah is like, ribbis. difference if the two original people are not here, if they're deceased, if the moicher dies, if the lekeach dies, the business is done with the children. And clearly, before, let's say this din wouldn't apply, it would give us a lot of clarity. If the halacha would be that if the moicher dies, his son can't redeem it back, that would give us a lot of clarity, because that would tell us that the sale is a complete sale. It's only there's a din pidyon, and that only applies to the seller. It doesn't apply to his son. And then we would have clarity. But now that it applies to the son also, and we have a pasuk that it applies to the son, the question is, now that we know it applies to the son, do we say that in fact the reason why it applies to the son is because taka, the sale, is not a complete sale? Inherently, the one who bought it from you doesn't have a kinyan on it until the end of the year, and therefore, just like you were able to redeem it, so can your son. Well, no, we could still say it's really just a schus pidyon, and there's a gzeres hakosov that your son can also redeem it. So we're still, the problem is that all the, we still don't have clarity. The term of ribbis v'ene ribbis doesn't give us clarity, and the fact that your son could redeem it also doesn't give us clarity, because we don't know, is that because your rights are still here, so you inherited that to your son. Now your son has the same rights you had. So it's all monetary. It's not really kodshim. It's choshim mishpat, which is really the guts of the shaila. The guts of the shaila is, do we look at it choshim mishpat wise? Everything happened. There was a transfer of title, sold, end of story. Now there's a kodshim halacha, right? Zroyim kodshim, that tells you that there's a schus that the Torah gave you as the original owner to have, make up a pidyon. That's one way. The other way to look at it is, no, this teaches us that the mechira wasn't a real mechira. The mechira was only in limbo until the end of the year. At the end of the year, maybe it turns into a mechira, but for the first year, it's not a mechira. So it's still unclear. All I'm saying is the Mishnah is still unclear. We don't even find that over here. We don't even find that that is son. We don't find that it's limited only to the son, like steyachuzim. So it's like I said, it's still vague. It's still very vague. And that's why we'll see, ultimately, it's a vague issue. There's a big shaila how to learn, and it's actually going to make a lot of chilukim and aloch how to understand this. But this is what the Mishnah says. And then it says, v'inmoinim lo yishona lemishosh shemocha, meaning it doesn't matter how many subsequent sales there are after the original sale. So you have sale number one, Ruvain to Shimon, Shimon to Levi, Levi to Yehuda. Now when you want to redeem it back, it doesn't go by, each seller doesn't get this right. It goes back to the original sale date. So the sale was done on Aleph Nisan. So it can only be redeemed for a year till Aleph Nisan. After Aleph Nisan, it's over. There's no more redemption. Shenema ad malois loy shana. So we're darshaning the words to him. To him, meaning to the original seller. Kishu oimel tamima, when it says a complete year, lohovi es choyde she'ibuch. It's including the ibuch, the extra month. Okay. Lohovi es choyde she'ibuch. That means if you have an ador sheni, so the Adar Sheni becomes part of the 12 months, part of the year, and therefore you have the extra month. Rebbe Oimel, Litein lo yishona v'ibura. Rebbe says you don't get a full month. What you get is the solar advantage over the lunar. So you have the extra days. So the extra days from the 354 to 365, the extra 11 days, that you get. But you don't get the extra month. You always get the solar year. So this, that every couple of years, the lunar year catches up by adding a whole chodesh, that chodesh you don't get. You just have a solar year. Then it's yours forever. Doesn't matter if you're loikeach, vechor anitin loy b'matone. Whether it was given to you as a sale or as a matone, either way, the person could redeem it for a year, and then that's the end. Shenema latzmisus. So obviously, if it's a present, then there has to be a different way of redeeming it. You have to make an appraisal, an assessment. You can't give back money because there is no money to be had. There was no sale. I gave it to you as a matana. But still in all, the Mishnah paskins that there's a din gula, you can redeem it back at the end of the year. Okay. So now the Gemara brings down a machloikis between the Chachamim and Rebbe, if it's only a one day, if you could redeem it right away, or you need to wait for 2 days, Rebbe learns out of Yomim not, and now we're going to go down to Arezekim in Ribbis. So the Gemara says, go down to the next two dots in the Gemara, Arezekim in Ribbis. For Tanya Arezekim Ribbis Gemura. We learned that this is real Ribbis. Elosha Torah Tirosa, the Torah permitted it, but it's actually a real Ribbis. Whatever this real Ribbis means. Om Rabbi Yechanan Loi Kasha. Ho Rabbi Yehuda v'ho Rabbona. Depends if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda Rabbona. The Sanya we learned in the Braisa, Arei Shayon Eishe B'chaver Emoni. Person owed his friend $100. V'osa Loi Sadeh Omecha. And he gave his field as a mashkin. The, basically, the mashkin was, if I pay it, then you give me the field back. And if I don't pay it, then you keep the field. Now, if I do redeem it, right, I redeem the mashkin back, so now I get the mashkin back. Meanwhile, you had the benefit of using that field for the amount of time that you had it. Technically, that's ribbis. And that may even be ribbis ksusin. That could be ribbis deraisa. Because we originally made up that you keep the field with the fruit. Part of our deal was, you sit on the field, and then if I pay back the chayiv, I get back the field, not the fruit. So that could be potentially real ribbis, ribbis deraisa. So the Tanna Kamma says it's also bizman shamoicher echol peiros. If the deal includes the peiros that the moicher ate, the halacha is if the moicher eats the fruit rather the seller, then it's mutter loikeach. But if the loikeach, if the sale includes that the loikeach can eat the fruit, so he has that benefit also. Then it's also Rabbi Yehuda Eimah af bizman shaloikeach echol peiros mutter. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, there was a ma'aser b'baisus pein zoinim that he made his field. She also said, "Yomecha al pira b'lezer ben Azaria for lekecha echol peiros oya, and lekecha ate the peiros, and there was no ribbis shaila." Amar le misham raya, they said the story was different. The moicha echol peiros oya. Actually, the moicha was eating the fruit, not the lekech. V'lo lekech. My benayu tzarecha b'ribisika benayu. The machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan is if there's one side of ribbis. One side of ribbis means it's a machlokes rishonim. But first we'll take the simple approach. Simple approach is part of ribbis ktsutso. If you don't have ribbis ktsutso, it's not ribbis deraisa. Ribbis ktsutso by definition means pre-assessed ribbis. Not ribbis that comes later. Ribbis, non-ribbis ktsutso would mean I give you $100,000 and I give you back $120,000. That's not ribbis ktsutso. Ribbis ktsutso means that $20,000 was assessed at the time of the halvah. So just the fact that the malv is getting back more, that's not ribbis ktsutso. So the lomdus of ktsutso is that it's obligatory as part of the nature of the halvah. The halvah had an obligated ribbis as part of the deal. And that makes it the reis. Anything that's not part of the halvah is not the reis. Even a loan extension. Some Rishonim hold that a loan extension is also not the reis. That's a machlekes. Some Rishonim hold, if I lend you money, $100,000, interest-free, for 6 months, at the end of 6 months, you come to me and say, I'm sorry, I can't pay you back, I need another 6 months. So some Rishonim hold, at that point, if you went and told them, okay, another 6 months, I'm not doing for free. I want 10%. Some Rishonim hold that that's not the reason. Since it wasn't part of the halvor itself, it's not the reason. And even those, that's the Rambam Shita. And even the Rishonim who hold that it is the Raisa, many Rishonim hold it is the Raisa, it's because they hold it's a new loan. They hold at the end of the 6 months, when you extend it for six more months, that's activating a new halvor. And in that new halvor, there's ribbis. But that's a ribbis the Raisa. So the question is, does the assessment have to be definitive? Or do we say if it's not definitive, it's not called an assessment? So in other words, if I tell you, listen, if this and this happens, I'll give you 10%. So now, it's true that it was assessed. It's true that it became part of the halvah, but it didn't become definitive. Because it could be this and this won't happen, and then I don't have to give you the ribbis. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that's not called ktsutza. Ktsutza means definitive. Just like the principle is decisive, it's definitive. The principle is coming back to me. The ribbis has to be the same level of vados. The Chachamim hold, no. The Chachamim hold, as long as the payment, at the end of the day, the interest payment, is obligatory, even if that wasn't 100% that it was going to happen, the fact that it's obligatory, that makes it deraisa. So basically the Gemara is saying that l'chayre, according to the Chachamim, this should be a real ribbis. In our case, this should be real ribbis. Because over here, at the end of the day, if you don't redeem the field back, okay, then in a chanami, you don't have a problem. But if you do redeem the field back, he's getting back his money, and the fruit that he's keeping is part of the deal. So that should be ribbis ksutsu. That's what the Gemara seems to say. So the Gemara is mutter. It's mutter. Rava says, no, the kuli alma tzarecha b'ribbis also. V'ocha b'ribbis alma nas lahachzirika b'nai. Over here, it's a different story. Over here, it's ribbis alma nas lahachzir. So he learns the way Rashi teaches. He learns that the deal here is that you got to give back the payas. And therefore, it's permitted. Masav osu, masav amut. Okay, which would mean that if this would be a case of ribbis, this would be our Mishnah would be a case of ribbis. The only time it's not ribbis would be if you have a deal that the fruit are actually going to go back. The person will be compensated for the payers. That would be like matona masla hachzer of the ribbis. And that's the machlokes if that's asur or mutter. That's how the Gemara is learning. Now, by the fact that the Gemara is applying all the halachas of ribbis to this, it sounds like the Gemara is saying clearly that if I do redeem the field back, then it was halva. That definitely seems to be the language of the Gemara, is that the only issue here is tzarecha beribis, not tzarecha beribis. The Gemara is using the regular rules of Ezu Neshech. The Gemara is not saying, well, this is not... I could have said easier. The Gemara could have said, this is not ribis because it's not halva. The Gemara is not even entertaining that. The Gemara's whole back and forth is that maybe it's not ribis because it's only tzarecha beribis. Because it's not definitive ribis. Maybe it's not ribis if it's ribis amanas lahachzir. But the Gemara has no tzad to say, at least from what we see, that the reason why it's not ribis is because it's not a halva. That would be the simplest solution. It's not ribis because I sold you the field and it's yours. Why in the world shouldn't you get the payers? So again, the pashtus reading of the Gemara sounds like it's black and white. There's no shaila. Now, if you look, in the next Mishnah, just look down to the next Mishnah, so you find a very interesting takona that was made by Hillel HaZokin, because really, there was a lot of blackmail that could be done. The guy who bought the field from you, who has a very posh teitzer, he'll skip town, so you won't be able to redeem it back. And then at the end of the year, it's his field. So Hillel HaZokin made a takana, he can't do that. Hillel HaZokin says, "Barishona nitman yom shnei masochedesh." The guy would bury himself the 12th month, meaning he would make sure not to be around. So you can't be paid to the field back. Kidei sheyicholut lo, so you should own the field. Hiskin Hillel HaZokin, sheyitreilesh ma'isav lulishkin. That you put your money into a place, into a box. Basically, there was a special deposit where you deposit the money This is the seller. And now the guy is stuck. It's like we do by a get. If you have a woman that's not willing to accept the get. So you get a hetamei rabbanim. Part of the process is they put the get by somebody. They're mashlish the get. And now the get's available for the woman. She doesn't want it. It's over there. So Hillel was mesaken that you put the money and that's it. Now you can just go in. Right? Question is, what would be if the guy just doesn't want to take the money? You knock on the door, and the guy says, I'm not taking the money. The Mishnah says he runs away, runs from town. And therefore they made this takona that they had this separate place that you could put the money, and the pidyon happened. What happens to the guy's home? He says, I'm not taking the money from you. So the Gemara has a shakl of Italia. Could you do this bal koch? Could you force him to take the money? Could you take the money and give it to him, and bal koch he should take the money? So the Gemara has a, the Gemara goes through the shayla. And the Gemara in the end says there's no raya. Nesina, if Nesina bal koch is a Nesina, Nesina bal koch is not a Nesina. Now, what the Gemara doesn't discuss is what happens if you were an Oinus. 12 months went by, but you weren't able to redeem it. Hey, the guy in Nebuch, he got rushed to the hospital. He couldn't redeem it. Couldn't redeem the field. So now what happens? Do we say that the field, Lamaisa, you didn't redeem it? So Lamaisa, that's the other guy's field. Or would we say that no? The bottom line is, you only didn't redeem it because you were an Oinus. We're not going to penalize you. So what it's really totally in is the same Shaila. If we view that the sale is a sale, you sold him the field, sale's done, end of story. So that's it, there's nothing to talk about. Sale ended. Now you have a schus to redeem it. Unfortunately, you were an Oinus. You couldn't redeem it. Okay, that's life doesn't always send you the things that you would have planned yourself. Enechami. Too bad. But if we learn that the sale is really a sale, a complete sale, when you sold him the house, it's an incomplete sale. You left the schus of pidyon. Now, if I don't redeem it, it turns into a sale. Which is the way the beginning of the sugya is mashma. Because the beginning of the sugya introduces all the halachas of ribbis. If it's a complete sale, there shouldn't be a ribbis shayla. The fact that the sugya brings down the ribbis is a raya that it is a complete sale. L'chayra, it's a raya that it is a complete sale. That it's an incomplete sale. L'chayra. See, here we have a tremendous machlokes. If you look in the Ma'am Makamis, we brought down here a Mogen Avraham. This is in Arachayim Simen Kuf Ches, Sifkot Yud Aleph. The case here just at hand is somebody who didn't daven. Okay, the reason why he didn't daven is because there was still time not to daven. The halach is if somebody missed a tefillah b'mezid, ein lo tashlum. You can't be mashlum that tefillah. You can only be mashlam a tefillah that you missed b'shogeg. A tefillah that you missed b'mezid can't be mashlam that tefillah. So here, the guy started missing the tefillah b'shogeg initially. But then, he went to b'mezid. Then he missed the tefillah b'mezid. Because then, I'm sorry, he started b'mezid and he ended b'shogeg. He started by saying, listen, I have time. After daven now, daven in an hour. Then he turned into an oinus. He's sleeping. Something happened. Do we go by the initials man? Or do we go by the last minute? And this is a famous sugin ksubis. Oinus b'yom acharon. Any tanai you make. And then the end of the day, it becomes an oinus. How do we treat that? Do we treat the oinus b'yom achron as an oinus, and therefore we say that Tanai wasn't bottle? Or do we say that no? So the Aguda wants to bring a raya from this case of Bote Reichoima. This is what the Aguda says. Oinus b'yom achron eini nechshav oinus. He says, otherwise, why did Hillel have to make the takone that you have to put the money in a box? Why don't we just say you're an oinus? You go to redeem it, you're stuck. You knock on the guy's door, he's not home. Why did Hillel need the takone? But Yishan Yimang Yom Shtem Asa Chodesh Kishe Cholok Lai. I amut shayinus b'yom achin avi oinus loma hutzvach Hillel osakein ha b'yom achin hu ay oinus. He's a regular oinus. That's the Aguda's problem. So Aguda says, from here you have a raya that an oinus is, this is not called an oinus. The Morgan Avram comes over here in Kufches and he says it's not a raya. And he's not clear why it's not a raya. He just says, says the Morgan Avram, without saying why, what the svar is, he says, over there, oinus won't help you. Over there, oinus won't help you. So I want to tell you what I think is behind this Morgan Avram. This is going to have to last a second week, because we're going to give a short hakdama to Menachos this morning. But I just want to tell you in 1 minute, why I think this is mamish the core issue of our shaila here. We know there's two kinds of tanoim. There's a tanai de lakayim, and there's a tanai de levatel. Tanai de lakayim means, I go ahead and I tell you, listen, harayat mukudeshesli, yeah. And then I say, you mukudeshes to me, al menashe titni li masayim zuz. Yeah, that's what we call a tanai de lakayim, which means in order for the kedushin to work, I want you to give me a masayim zuz. That's a tanai de lakayim. A tanai de levatel means I make a kedushin or a gitin, and then I say that I would, if I do something, it should be mevatel it. So the Tanai now is coming really to break it. The Tanai is not coming to establish it. L'chayr, it's both the same. The Tanai, what's the difference if it's L'chayim, if it's L'vatl? Shouldn't make a difference. But we find two areas in Chesh and Mishput where there's a tremendous difference between these two. Number one, what happens if there's a machloikis between the one who made the Tanai and the one who was supposed to do the Tanai, whether the Tanai took place? So I sold you something al Tanai. And now at the end of the day, there's a machlekes between me and you whether the Tanai took place. Who's called the Moitzi Mechaveiro? Who has to bring the raya? So the Shulchan Aruch says it makes a difference. If it's a Tanai de Lakayim, the one who had to do the Tanai, he has to prove that he did it. Let's say the case of Amenasha Titni Li Musayim Zuz. The woman would have to bring proof that she gave the Kiddush. She gave the money in order for the Kiddushin to be Kiddushin. Yeah. Somebody's Megarish, his wife, and he says, in Loibosi Shloishim Yom, should be Megareshes. And then he says, you should know, I did come home within 30 days. He would have to bring the raya that he came home to be Mevatel to get. So whoever is the one that's supposed to do the act to make it, to do the positive act, he's the one that has to bring the raya. Now, by Oinus, there's a rule. Oinus command the Ovad lo yamrinan. Oinus never could make it like you did it. The biggest Oinus in the world, at most, it will make it command the lo yamrinan. It will make it like you didn't do it. Oinus command the Ovad is lo yamrinan. So, if we look at the mechira by the Batei Reichaima, right, like it's sold, it's yours, and now the Torah HaKadosh gave me a right to redeem it, okay? So now it comes out, I have to do, the onus is on me to make the pidyon. If I was an oinus that I couldn't do it, I still didn't do it. The bottom line is, I didn't do it. So the oinus is not going to make it like I did it. But if you learn that the emes is that the mechira is a mechira, but the mechira has in it a weakness for the first year, that the mecher has a schus, it's like it's his until the end of the first year, he has like a king and a guf on it. And now, when he doesn't redeem it after a year, now it becomes yours. So now it comes out, it's his lack of redemption that's creating your bilus. Now, if he was an anus, so it won't become yours. It won't become yours. I believe that the Aguda holds the way I just learned. That's what Aguda is saying. 1 second. Why don't we call this an anus? And if it would be an anus, it wouldn't work. He says, Al-Kochach, you have to say that since you had a whole year to redeem it, you're not called an anus. But if you would be called an anus, if the guy was laid up in the hospital for a year, then in fact, he would still have time to redeem the field. That's the sheet of the Aguda. The Mogen Avraham holds, no, what do you mean? The sale is a sale. The sale is a complete sale. Now the Torah gave you a schus to redeem it. You didn't redeem it. So what's the difference if you were an anus? Your lack of redemption is not adding to my ownership. Your lack of redemption is not what's making me own it. I own it because I bought it from you 12 months ago in a complete sale. It's mine. You have a schus which is independent to the sale. The sale is complete. You have a schus the Torah gave you to redeem it. You're an oinus, you couldn't do it. Feel bad for you. What's have to do with me? Has nothing to do with me. That I hold is the machlekes between the Agud and the Mogen Avraham. The shaila now is how to learn our sugi. How is the approach of the Aguda going to fit with our sugi? And the approach of the Mogen Avraham going to fit with our sugi? L'chaira, all the issues of ribis that the Gemara brings in is totally in this shaila. If you learn it's a complete sale, like the Mogen Avraham, then ribis is a non-issue. Why does ribis even enter? Clearly the Gemara says ribis is a shaila. Ribis shouldn't even enter the discussion. The sale is a complete sale. Sale is done. Finished. Now I go and I buy it back from you. What is ribis coming? It's mukach. On the other hand, as we'll see from the Hemshech of the Sugya, there's kama v'kama rayas to the Mogen Avraham's way of learning. The Mogen Avraham's way doesn't seem to flow at the beginning of the Sugya. But we'll see there's kama v'kama rayas to learn like the Mogen Avraham. What would be in a case where we don't have a pasuk saying that you could redeem it? What would be the halacha? Where the Torah doesn't say you could redeem it. So the chayit should also depend on this shaila. If you learn that the sale really is an incomplete sale, so really I would always have a schus to redeem it back. Because if the Torah didn't tell me that after a year it turns into something permanent, it should remain vague always. We'll see a machlekes in the Gemara. What do you do, let's say, by matana where the Torah didn't talk about it? Right, so the Gemara has a whole shock of a time. L'chayr, it's totally in this shaila as well. If you learn that the mechira really is a complete mechira, the Torah came and said a chiddush that it's redeemable. So where the Torah didn't tell us that chiddush, so you're back with it's a regular complete sale. Right? If you learn, however, it's the opposite. The sale is really not a complete sale. It's hanging. It's vague. The Torah said after a year, it becomes permanent. So now if the Torah doesn't talk about it, it'll remain vague forever. So the Gemara says that by Matana, so Machloikis, Reb Meir and the Chachamim, if Matana is included, the Mishnah put Matana in, Reb Meir holds Matana is not included. So what's the halacha by Matana? So Tosis brings down, by Matana, you can always redeem it. Why? So if you learn that the Mechira inherently is a temporary Mechira, then it makes sense. The Torah came into the Chiddush that after a year it becomes permanent. If the Torah didn't talk about it by Matana, so it remains vague forever without the chiddush. But if you learn that the sale is a complete sale, the Torah came later and said a chiddush that you could redeem it. And one case the Torah didn't talk about it, so it should remain. Then it should be a permanent mechira. It shouldn't remain vague. You follow? It's exactly the same shaila. If you learn that whenever you sell batei rechaima, the etzem it's forever.
The Torah was machadish that for a year you could redeem it. So then, like we said, oynis wouldn't make a difference. You were an oynis. Then we go back, we revert back to what the mechira was, which was forever. And if we have a case that the Torah didn't talk about it, we would leave it by the original halacha, which is it will be sale forever. But if you learn that it's the opposite, the sale really is a vague sale, and the Torah came and said, by Bat Erechaim, if you don't redeem it by the end of the year, then it becomes a sale. So then if you have something where the Torah didn't tell you about redemption for a year, then you'd be left, possibly with the original svara, that it's vague. And Tosfos says, Beferish, that according to Rav Meir, that Matan is not included in the sugya. So Tosfos brings down, you know what, according to Rav Meir, you could redeem it forever. Even after Yovel. You could always redeem it. That means Tosfos is zicha saying that the sale be'etzem is a vague sale. And without a pasuk, it remains vague. That's the way it sounds like from Tosfos. So Mitzvah Hashem will be mamshech next week. I'm just going to add just a couple of my makimas to this, to what you looked up this week. Well, I was planning to give Shem Purim, but okay, I guess looks like I was voted out. Shteit as Purim is potter mitalmud Torah. What? Okay. So if we could just add to this, the Machne Ephraim in Hilchas Malva Veloive, Simen Yud Gimel. And I had one other thing. I wanted the Olam to look up the Nesivus on that Ktsois in Simen Nun Hey, the one that was on this week. If you could just look at the Nesivus there as well, Sif Aleph. That same Ktsois, Simen Nun Hey, Sif Aleph. If you could just look up the Nesivus on that. Now, if you guys want Shia next week, I'd be happy. We're davening Vosikin here. Be happy to give Shia afterwards. Otherwise, I guess we'll do it the following week.